Well, good morning.
Yeah.
7:40, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
He's good. With my best. Or with my training, he could be the best. I love it. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Time to get your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? You want to start a new career with a company that wants to grow with you, has awesome starting pay, killer benefits, super affordable benefits, and much more. Check out special-lite.com. Get started on that new career today.
Do it. Do it.
Hey, new career.
Do it.
Do it. Your topic for today, anything goes. What are some of the most epic duos of all time?
A lot of people picked up on the anything goes because a lot of people just pick people.
Which, again, when you think of duos, you do think of that, which is fine. Do you have some?
We wanted to open the floor, though. We wanted to open it up to everything. Do you want me to mic drop it right off the bat, or you want to go?
Boy, he's confident, folks. Let's see what he's got. Let's see what he's got.
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, beer and a brat. Best duo ever.
Ooh.
Come on.
God, that is a good answer.
Try to top it. I mean, there are a lot of great duos out there. Don't get me wrong, man. But damn, dude, a beer and a brat at the right time.
Yeah.
Oh.
You put a little, I know I'm adding to it, but sauerkraut and mustard on that brat with a beer.
Yeah, dude.
Suck.
There's something about it. I don't know what it is. Maybe golf course brat, or maybe like a car show when there's a bunch of them wrapped in tin foil.
Yeah.
And you've been walking around all day and it's hot. You're like, dude, just give me that beer about and brat.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Usually you come in thinking you got a great answer and it sucks. That was actually a great answer. That was
pretty
fantastic.
Damn good, right?
That's a good one. That's a good
mic drop.
Which, real quick, before we move on, can we figure out the bun to meat ratio on,
come on,
whether hot dogs or brats? Either the brat is entirely too big and the bun does not hold it.
Make the bun a little thicker on the bottom so it doesn't split at the bottom all the time, so everything's falling out.
Or you get the
hot. Somebody needs to figure this out.
We've been having hot dogs and brats for a long time. And also, too, can we figure out the number? You always have too many buns or not enough brat. It just.
Exactly.
Ridiculous. It's 2022.
Four buns and seven brats.
Yeah. Yeah.
For what?
So now you got to buy an extra thing of buns and you'll have an extra bun or an extra. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody needs to come out with, like, hey, we're going to package it together.
Yeah.
You get your brats and your buns together.
Right there.
Perfect ratio, perfect size. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, I'd pay a little extra for it.
We got a robot on Mars taking high quality video, and we can't figure out hot dog buns and brats. For God's sakes. Anyway, it's my rant. Do you have any other ones, or would you like me to go?
I'm sure I got a few, but I'm gonna let you go ahead.
I'm gonna start off with people, just because that's an easy one to do. Most epic duo of all time. I think I'm gonna say Bo and Luke Duke. Okay, you got the Duke boys, right?
It's pretty good one.
Two good old boys, never mean it, no harm. All right, been in trouble with the law since the day they've been bound, okay? They're out there. They got a badass car. They're getting the chicks. They're hauling moonshine. They're doing all these great things. I mean, how do you beat Bo and Luke Duke?
I mean, it is a pretty,
now you may say,
pretty
Brock,
nice scenario. It's set up pretty nice.
You may say, Brock, what about like Starsky and Hutch? I don't think is good. You may say, Brock, what about Turner and Hooch? Not quite as good. Bo and Luke Duke, to me, most epic duo people of all time.
What about Walker and his sidekick?
Walker and Texas Ranger? No, wait, Walker. But you can't remember his sidekick name. You know what I mean?
I can't remember his name.
So there you go. That's not. Or what about Wilford Brimley and his mustache? That might be.
Great duo.
That might top it right there. That might top. Or Pat Moody and his mustache. One of the two.
There you go.
And then the other thing I was going to say, probably the most epic duo of all time, if you were to break it down, anything goes, peanut butter and jelly, man.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking about that too, but then the beer, the brat came to mind.
I mean,
dude, peanut butter and jelly is a savior.
And here's the thing: the only reason I'd say it might be more epic of a duo than the beer and the brat, because you could have a peanut butter and jelly, and it works at any time. Now, not saying a beer and a brat isn't great
at any time, and Brock, you're eating that peanut butter and jelly sandwich within like 4 minutes.
Oh. Dude.
You know, like where you got to fire up the grill for the brat, which it's a process. I mean, it's worth it because it's good.
Yeah.
But man, if you're hungry right now, boom, peanut butter and jelly. Oh, yeah. That's what we got.
Or
there.
One step further, you already got a freezer box full of Uncrustables that you just get to bust out. Son of a bitch. There you go. Now you're living, man. Now you're living. Now, and I would say take it one step further. If you did a, let's say, epic duo, peanut butter jelly sandwich with a tall, cold glass of chocolate milk right there.
Oh, man.
I mean.
See, I'm more of a regular milk.
Regular. Either way, let's just say a cold glass of milk. You know, after that meal, you want to lay down on that little fold-out red and, red and blue mat on the floor of your
elementary
school.
You know what I used to do as a kid growing up? I would do three pieces of bread and then peanut butter and jelly on each side of the middle bread. Dude, I would be so full after that sandwich.
That's a filling sandwich right there. But you know what? You were probably sitting there, your legs swinging happy. In your chair as you're sitting at the kitchen
watching
counter.
The Power Rangers, dude, just having a grand old time.
Mom, thanks for the peanut butter jelly sandwich. I love it. Mom, I'm going to take a nap. I'm tired.
My grandma used to put butter.
Oh, that's
peanut butter and jelly.
I still do to this day. I put a thick coat of butter on, then the peanut butter.
Good.
Oh, dude. Well, it keeps the peanut butter from sticking to the roof of your mouth. That's the key right there. Right there. It's a conduit to keep it from, I don't know if that's the right word.
It's too complicated. Yeah, just give me the damn sandwich.
Man. Lubricant. Anyway. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. Anything goes. What are some of the most epic duos of all time? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around.
It's good to be a gangster.
You know it does. It really does.
Yeah. Sure does.
Out of all the things I am, I feel the best about being a gangster. I really do. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up? Good morning.
7:54, your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite in Decatur in Benton Township. Anything goes. What are some of the most epic duos of all time? Let's take a phone call. Oh, do you have one?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let's take a phone call here and see if we got some epic duos. WIRX, hello.
Okay, when it comes to people, Sam and Dean Winchester.
A good answer. Nice. Good answer. I like that. I like that.
When it comes to food, I know this has been brought up before. Hot sauce and seasoned salt.
What? Wait, you hot sauce and what?
Hot sauce and seasoned salt.
Okay. Together?
You can put seasoned salt on almost any food. Same goes with hot sauce.
Oh, damn. Way to think outside the box, man. Mm. I love it. I love it.
And I'm going to get the haters on this one. Ham and pineapple on a pizza.
You know what? I'm right there with you, buddy. You don't let those people bring you down. You don't let them. I'm right there with you.
There you go.
All right,
you guys,
buddy.
Have a good one.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm on board with you on the ham and pineapple.
Yeah, see, right? It's good.
People hate it, man. There's some haters out there.
I think you know what it is. It's people that think it's part of a personality trait to go, no way would I have that. Unless you're violently allergic to pineapple or ham, shut up. It's delicious. Try it.
It's really sweet and savory.
There's a reason why with the Christmas ham, they always had the piece of pineapple on top, all right? It's delicious.
That's good.
You morons.
It's good about everything, pretty much.
No, not me. I can't eat it. Shut up.
How about tacos and margaritas?
Shut your mouth. That's a good one, too.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I still think the beer and brat's better. I don't know why, because, like, when I really want a beer and a brat, like, that's it. There's nothing else in my mind.
And you know
but
what?
Same thing with tacos, too, sometimes. You're just like, oh, man.
I think the margaritas are the little hitch in that giddy-up right there, or the issue, because sometimes you have too many margaritas, you're like, a little gut rot, you know what I mean? But you never have that with beer and brats. I think maybe that's why beer and brats takes the edge.
I could definitely have, like, two or three brats.
I'm going to go get some brats after the show today.
Should we grill today? It's going to be a nice day, dude.
I think I'm just going to get a jar of sauerkraut and just a full package of brats. I'm going to sit out there at the grill and just cook and eat. Let's see. We got some answers on Facebook. What are the most epic duos of all time? Let's see. Scott said Simon and Garfunkel and Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. Oh, good answers.
All right.
I like that.
Joe Montana,
Jerry Reese. I love it. John had a good one. Batman and Robin. Maybe not 1960s Batman and Robin.
Yeah, I was going to say, not the felt suit. Just, you know, the drawn on eyebrows Batman.
Batman right there. Gee Willikers, Batman.
I don't know if I agree with that one.
No?
Robin's just too much of a pussy, dude.
Boy Wonder.
What good is he? What does he do? He doesn't do much.
He knows how he helps Batman out of sticky situations. That young adolescent boy who hangs out with an adult man in his cave,
come on. I don't know. I think Batman's just better by himself. Leave him alone.
Let's see. Carl said Pinky in the Brain. Good answer. I like that.
Dude, wow. What a reference.
Rodney said Beavis.
Pinky in the Brain.
Rodney said Beavis and Butthead. Good answer.
That's a great answer.
What about Elizabeth? She said Crazy and Cats. Yeah, that's a good duo right there.
Crazy cat
well,
lady.
How about Crazy and like five cats? I think that's there's got to be a line. One cat, you're not there. You're not quite there, but you know.
How about Ren and Stimpy? If you're bringing back old cartoons,
that's a good one. That's a good one. Weird, yeah. Weird show.
Hello, Ren.
Let's see. Andrew, the dead guy guy. Andy, the dead guy guy, said my favorite radio guys, Brock and Hunter. That's a garbage duo. All right. Come on, Andy. You know better than that.
Was he trying to win a prize? It's something like that. Are we giving away something?
Look, Andy, you'll get to embalm us when we're dead. You don't need to kiss up anymore, okay? You got us. Let's end with Mark's answer. One of the greatest duos of all time, TNA. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's right.
Jeez.
A little T. A little A. How about that? Mm-hmm. I like that.
Talking about the truck stop, right?
Yeah, that's of course.
Great. I love that.
They got a great roller brat. Speaking of that, you know, they got those great
roller brats.
Right there. Yeah. Been on there for a month, but it's okay. They're still good. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around.